It's been said that if a person has a machine and he earns his livelihood by operating that machine, and if he takes great care of it in every possible way, but if he becomes lazy in looking after it, he does not clean it or maintain it, then it may break down and the owner of the machine may run into trouble. And by running into trouble, he will lose the financial benefits he obtains from it. This is a machine that if you don't maintain it, you don't look after it, then it won't function properly. And if your machine that you have is your livelihood and you don't maintain it, you don't look after it, then it'll start to break down and you will not be able to take benefit from it. In the same way, wealth is also a blessing which we gain, from which we gain many benefits. And so we have to fulfill the rights of our wealth. We have to be very careful about purifying our wealth by giving zakat. And this zakat that we give, it will become means of salvation for us, not only in this world, but also in the hereafter as well. Furthermore, Allah Azza wa Jalla will get pleased with us, and we will protect you from the troubles and calamities. Therefore, instead of confining yourself to giving sadaqah and charity just in the month of Ramadan, we should make a habit that we give sadaqah and charity throughout the whole of the year as well. You know, many people, the fortunate people, they give sadaqah daily. You know, and alhamdulillah, Dawat Islami has these Madani Atiyat boxes. And in these Madani Atiyat boxes, people put them in the house and every day they put something in this box. Put that money in the box for the pleasure of Allah Azza wa Jalla. Put that money in the box as a form of sadaqah that Allah Azza wa Jalla will safeguard you from all sorts of problems that you may face. Make good intentions, but make a habit of spending in the way of Allah Azza wa Jalla. And unfortunately, many of us, even if we have wealth, we fail to spend in the way of Allah Azza wa Jalla. Allah Azza wa Jalla says in the Quran, and I give you the translation from Kanzul Iman, part 27, in Surah Al-Hadid, ayat number 18. Allah Azza wa Jalla says, indeed, charitable men and women, and those who lend a good loan to Allah Azza wa Jalla, for them is double the reward, and for them is an honorable reward. Allahu Akbar. For them is an honorable reward. So whatever you spend in the way of Allah Azza wa Jalla, you will be rewarded with it honorably. Similarly, there are many hadiths. This is an ayat of the Quran. There are many hadiths which talk about the blessings of giving sadaqah, the blessings of spending in the way of Allah Azza wa Jalla. The Prophet of Allah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is narrated to have said, sadaqah closes 70 doors of evil. In another hadith, the beloved Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam has said, whoever gives sadaqah for the pleasure of Allah Azza wa Jalla, this sadaqah that he gives will become a shield between him and the fire. Allahu Akbar. And which fire is the Prophet of Allah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam talking about? He's talking about the fire of Jahannam. This sadaqah that you give will become a shield for you. It will protect you from the fire of Jahannam. The beloved Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam has said, give sadaqah. Undoubtedly, sadaqah prevents accidents and illnesses, and it brings about an increase of your deeds and your virtues. You know, when you get into a habit of spending in the way of Allah Azza wa Jalla, it will give you this jazbah to do many deeds. But unfortunately, like I said before, we have this mindset that we don't spend in the way of Allah Azza wa Jalla. You know, here in the UK and probably all around the world, you know, in the masjid, the chadar is taken, the piece of cloth is taken in the masjid. And what happens even here in the UK, that people are very reluctant to pull out the notes, yeah, when it comes to the cloth being taken around the masjid. In some places, they have a small bucket in which people put money. And what happens is if people, they take out the small coins, the small change, that change that is effectively making a hole in their pockets. Or they'll turn the other way when the bucket is coming past them. They won't look at the person that's bringing the chadar in front of them or the bucket in front of them, and they won't put money in that box. So this is happening everywhere. It's not just happening wherever we are watching now. All around the world, unfortunately, we have this mentality that we don't want to spend in the way of Allah Azza wa Jalla. We'll go out with our friends and we'll eat food outside. We'll spend whatever currency is on eating food. Well, no problem. We'll spend whatever currency is on traveling and putting extra petrol in our car or on our motorbike and traveling long distances to go and see nice places. And we'll go there and buy treats and we'll buy sweets and buy all sorts of things. But we won't spend in the way of Allah Azza wa Jalla. We'll use our money for effectively accumulating bad deeds, for accumulating sins. We'll spend our money in cinema tickets. We'll spend our money in buying films and renting CDs to watch all sorts of things. But we won't spend in the way of Allah Azza wa Jalla. So we need to learn to give sadaqah. The beloved Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is reported to have said, give sadaqah early in the morning as calamity does not step ahead of sadaqah. Allahu Akbar.